Okay, we're up to Torah Kufayin Tes, and we put them around Chelek Aleph, and it's extremely interesting, extremely important. Rabbi Nizal says, "Da, you should know, shekeneged kol minei machlekes, that in opposition to all types of machlekes, hein begashmias, hein beruchnias, whether it be physical or spiritual, she'ena yochel lehispalel, which would prevent a person from davening or being able to do what he's supposed to do regarding serving Hashem. Ki hakoil bechlal machlekes. Rabbi Nizal says all of this, anything, any concept of being prevented from serving Hashem falls into the category of machlekes. She'aimdim v'chelkim olav. There is one who stands and opposes the person. V'roitzim levatel datoi, and they want to nullify his mind or its soina in his desire. Masheroitzim asa is that which the person wants to do. A person wants to serve Hashem, and there's one who's carrying on a machlekes against him. The satan is being chelek against him to prevent him from doing what he wants to in serving Hashem. And in order to be able to nullify the machlekes in any category that it's in, and to be zecher to make shalom. Note, we're talking about whether this be machlekes between two people, whether this be a machlekes in business, whether it be any machlekes in gashmias or ruchnias, or the basic machlekes which a person carries on with the satan, with the yetzahara, which is called Milchemes Hayetzer. You can't get a better form of machlekes than a war, an all-out war. Rabbi Nizal says, Alzeh tzorech tainus. For that, it requires tainus, fasting. Vezeh ma'asham razal, this is what the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom. That through tzedakah, a person increases shalom. Note, here we're trying to nullify the machlekes. You nullify the machlekes through fasting. As the Gemara says, marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom. Why? Because tzedakah hu bechinas tainus. Tzedakah is a concept of fasting. Ki ikar tainus hu tzedakah. Because the main part of a fast day is the tzedakah that a person does on the fast day. What is the mitzvah of tzedakah, basically? Tzedakah means subtracting from yourself and giving to someone else. What is fasting? Subtracting from yourself and giving to someone else. Leaving over for someone else, literally. In both of them, you're being machnia your ratzon. It's a concept of nedivu slave. You're giving. You're showing a giving nature, not taking. On a regular day when I eat, I'm a shlub, I'm a taker. When I decide not to eat, I prove my strength, my willpower, in being willing to give up, to hold back from myself. That's the mitzvah.
What are you giving?
I'm giving up that which I would have eaten.
What are you giving? Not giving.
I'm telling you again, that which I would have consumed today, which I would have used up today, my not using it up made it available for anyone else. That's a concept of tzedakah. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Agra de ta'aneso tzidkoso, that the main schar of a fast is the tzedakah that's given on a fast day. The Gemara stresses the significance of giving tzedakah on a fast day. So if the Gemara says marbet tzedakah marbet shalom, that's like saying marbet tainus marbet shalom. Rabbi Nizal says, ki bechinas hamachlekes hu rotzoin acher. The concept of machlekes is another opinion, another desire. There are people who stand up against this person, they oppose him, they want to do the opposite of what this person would want. And one of the results of a fast is Isa b'zoyar, it is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh on the Pasuk b'etzem hayayim hazeh te'anu es nafshay seichem. The Pasuk says that on this day, on Yom Kippur, you should make your nefesh suffer. Te'anu es nafshay seichem. What is nefesh? Nefesh means ratzayin. Where do we see it? What Pasuk in Chumash tells us nefesh is ratzayin? Im yesh es nafshechem likboyer es meisi. Avraham Avinu, when he wanted to bury Sarah, he was talking to the Bnei Ches, and he said, if you guys want to allow me to bury Sarah here, then show me your leader. Show me Ephraim ben Sechar. He said, "In Yesh es nafshechem." Rashi Kodesh, the Gemara says, "What is nafshechem? Retzainchem. If it is your desire." So we see nefesh is an Indian of retzain. That's what the Zera Kodesh hops on here. The Zera Kodesh says, "Ta'anu es nafshei seichem." What is ta'anu? It means you're making your retzain suffer. My normal desire is to eat. That an alarm clock goes off 9 o'clock in the morning, coffee break, and all of this nonsense. I'm being machnia my normal rotzain by fasting. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Shemailas hatainis, what's the greatness of a fast? L'achno libo, it's a concept of being machnia your heart. Lowering your heart, humbling your heart. La'adbeka ra'usa delibo l'kutshevrichu, to attach the ratzain halev, to attach your ratzain to Hashem, to be machmia, your own normal gashmiyastika ratzain, to the ratzain of Hashem. Note, Rabbein Ezal says in Teraches, that whenever the mezaina de gufa goes down, the mezaina de neshmosa goes up. The basic ratzain of Hashem is for us to develop our neshama to the highest degree we can, to improve our ruchnis as much as we can. The more we subtract from the gashmias, the more histapkus a person shows in gashmias, it's understood that automatically he's heightening his neshama. If you recall, we once mentioned the concept of being machnia the chomer and increasing the tzura. The more you're machnia the guf, the more you're leaving room for the neshama to expand. The more zhlabiness you put on the guf, you impose on the guf, whether it be overweight, eating, oversleeping, all these things, you're constricting the neshama. You're causing the neshama to get locked in, to get pressed in. So the Zohar Kodesh says that one of the main functions of a fast is to be machni a person's heart, to be medabek his rotzayin to Hashem. Shalidei atainis nichna venechlash halev. Through atainis, a person's heart becomes humble and weakened. Venizbatel kol haratzayinai soachirim shaloi mipnei ritzayin HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And the person is nullifying all of his base type of desires, ritzayinais, to the Ratzain of Hashem, meaning Ladbik Arus and Aliba to Hashem, to be Madbik, to attach his Ratzain to the basic Ratzain of Hashem, which is to advance the neshama, to advance in ruchnius. The alkein al yidei zen is batel hamachlokes. That's why this helps so much to remove the machlokes against the person. Shehi bechinas ritzainai sacherim shalikir ritzainai. That's a concept of people who have other desires which oppose his desire. Kemoisham razal. Why does it work this way? As the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, batel ritzain chomepnei ritzainai. The Gemara gives advice to each person, see to it, to nullify your own desire to Hashem. So that Hashem will nullify all the people who have opposing desires to what you want, that they should desire what you want. They should desire the way you want things to be done. So we see clearly that the more a person is able to be mevatel his ratzain to the ratzain of Hashem, the more Hashem makes it that other people are mevatel their ratzainais to this person. How is a person most mevatel his ratzain to Hashem? Fasting. That's this being machnia the lev, battling your own ratzain, fighting your own default ratzain to conform with Hashem's basic ratzain, which is blow up, increase the volume on that neshama, heighten the neshama. And through the act of fasting, the person has already been mevatel his rotzin to the rotzin of Hashem. That's why the result is that the other people who would oppose him, who have opposing desires to him, they're mevatel their rotzin to him. Venizbatel hamachlekes, all machlekes is nullified. Venaseh shalom, and there is generated shalom. Kanal, as we said before, marbet stoka marbet shalim. This concept of marbet stoka marbet shalim. Vezeh shom razal, this is what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says there, tzoyim horevi'i v'tzoyim hachamishi yiyu l'sosayin u'lasimcha. The fast day of the fourth and the fast day of the fifth are going to be sosayin v'simcha. Where's the tapes for a second, please? This is what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Navi where the pasuk says, "Koyomar Hashem, Hashem has said that the Tzayim Horavi and the Tzayim Hamishi are going to be l'sasma l'simcha. The first day of the fourth month, which is Tammuz, Shivasar b'Tammuz, and the first day of the fifth month of Tisha B'Av are going to be sasna and simcha." So the Gemara says, "Korilei Tzayim, the Korilei Sasayim." He calls it a first day. And he says it's going to be a day of simcha. What's going on? So the Gemara answers, Elo, the Gemara says, Bisman she, this is, I'm quoting after the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bisman sheyesh shalom, yil asasma simcha. Bisman shein shalom, yiyet zayim. If the Jews will have peace, if they won't be machlekes, then these days are going to be days of simcha, of celebration. If there'll be machlekes among the Jews, these days will be celebrated as fast days. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Elo kishein shalom tzayim. The Gemara implies there that when there's no peace, then it requires a fast. Hainu, kishein shalom, when there is no peace, v'yesh machlekes, there's machlekes, azai tzayim. Then the solution to the machlekes is fasting. Kitzorich loze tainus kanal. This warrants fasting. Vaidea tainus nasa shalom. Through fasting, a person generates shalom. Vazai kishayesh shalom sasain v'simcha. And when there is shalom, the result of shalom is sasain and simcha. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Kaliyde hatainus nivne kaimas v'chius hasimcha." Through fasting, a person builds up the organism and the life, the living power of simcha. Ki mailas hatainas shema'irer u'mechaya mesim. One of the benefits of fasting is that fasting actually brings about a tchias hamesim. Now, there's no bigger simcha than the simcha of bringing. In other words, what bracha do we make when we're in simcha? When a person eats new fruit or anything, shehechiyano v'kimono v'giyano l'asman hazeh. That's the bracha of simcha. That's the Birkas HaSimcha, that's what it's called. The Simcha is Shehechiyonu. The Simcha is that we took something dead and brought it back to life. Rabbeinu Zal says that fasting is a concept of bringing the dead back to life. Why? The person has the power to bring back to life the days in his life which passed by in darkness. They have no living spirit in them. Rabbi Nizal explains now, each and every single day of the year draws a shefa from above. Note, the year is a kaima shlema. It's a living being. Just like kaviyochel in a human being branches out basically to conform to the 10 spheros. You have the head, which has in it the three parts of the brain. You have the six basic parts of the body, the two hands, the trunk of the body, the two feet, and the bris, the yesod, and the bottom of the feet, which is the malchus, that corresponds to the seven spheros. So too, the year is considered a complete organism. The year has 365 days. 300 corresponds to the three parts of the head. 60 corresponds to the six parts of the body. The hay at the end corresponds to the malchus. The letter hay is always malchus. So we see that the year is also a kaima shlema. It's like a body. The body, if you eat, it has chias. You give chias to each one of the organs. The days of the year, if you serve Hashem on that day, you're bringing chias into that specific day, that aver of the year. Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person on a certain day performs mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, azai mechaye hayoyim, he actually gives life to that day, u'mamshich lechius v'shefa rav milamalo, and he draws chius, an enormous shefa from above, from Hashem. But if the person chas v'shalom lets the day go by without doing mitzvahs, azai einoy yoyred olav shefa melamalo kiim b'tzimtzum godel ma'oid rak kedei chiyuni b'tzimtzum, then that person causes that the shefa gets held up, and Hashem only releases the tiniest amount of shefa possible that's necessary to keep that day alive, not its normal full measure of shefa that it could have gotten if that person did mitzvah semaisim tovim. And if a person doesn't do mitzvah semaisim tovim, what if a person chas v'shalom commits sins on a day? He does ra chas v'shalom. Azai moirid u'meinik u'moitzitz hashefa hama'at sheyesh bo zeh hayoyim. Then he lowers and he draws out, and mitzitza means to suck out. He sucks out like a blood sucker the shefa, the little bit of shefa that day had, he sucks that out. Ad shem moitzitz gam etzem hachiyus sheyesh to the point where not only does he draw out the shefa coming down from above going into this day, but he's actually draws out the etzem chiyus of that day, which existed within the day, milvad hashefa habo milamalo dvaryayim biyayimai, besides the shefa that comes from above on each and every single day. Rabbi Nizal explains now, ki kol yoim hu bria, because each and every single day is a creation, v'yeshlei chiyus atzmoi, and it has its own chiyus, milvad hashefa, besides the shefa that it draws from Hashem, just like a human being, besides the food that he intakes, he has living force within him. Within him, everything is alive. And a person, if he chas v'shalom commits ra on a certain day, he actually sucks out the chiyus of the day itself, besides the fact that he prevents the normal flow of shefa that would be coming into that day, he actually sucks out the chiyus of the day itself. Ad shenisharu hayomim halolu pegorim meisim, to the point where chas v'shalom, this person causes those days of his life to be corpses, chas v'shalom. Those days are like dead organs. You picture you took somebody and you killed him, chas v'shalom. Rabbeinu also says, kamay moshol hatinoi kayenig mishdeimoi. This is comparable to a baby who nurses from his mother, kolzman sheyesh lo cholov, yoinek hacholov. As long as the mother has a normal flow of milk, the baby nurses the milk. Ukishen nifsak hacholov. What if chas v'shalom the mother has a shortage of milk? Maitzeitz dama v'chiyuso mamish. The baby still has to nurse. The baby tries to nurse. It nurses the blood of the mother, the actual chiyus that the mother needs to live on, and it becomes very dangerous for the mother, chas v'shalom. That's this concept here, that you have a being, you have a yayim that draws shefa from Hashem. If a person does mitzvahs in that day, everything is flowing beautifully. If he doesn't do mitzvahs, he holds back the flow of shefa. There's no milk being generated. If he does aveirois, that's the act of going ahead and sucking out the blood, chas v'shalom, of the mother, where he's actually subtracting from the etzem chiyus of the yayim itself, besides holding back the flow of shefa from Hashem. Ach al yedei tainus, but through fasting, hu ma'oirer u'mechaye hayomim ho'elu, the person arouses and gives new life to these days that had already died. V'hakoil fi hatainus, and it all depends on the type of fast. Rabbi Nizal says, v'yesh lohavinoi b'gashmius. We could even explain this in physical terms. Why? Ki kishe nisaneh, let's analyze this from a physical standpoint. Ki kishe nisaneh, when a person fasts, nimtzo ein loy chiyus v'koyach mizeh hayoyim. The analysis is that this person is not drawing any chiyus from today. Let's say today is Sunday. If I were to fast today on Sunday, it means I'm not drawing any chiyus from Sunday, meaning basically from any food of Sunday. But it means from Sunday, I have not drawn any chiyus. How have I stayed alive? Obviously, there was enough chiyus in me from previous days to carry me for a period, to give me a flow of time, to give me some room to extend it, to be able to draw on the chiyus of a previous day. Nimtza, ein lo chiyus v'koyach mizeh hayoyim. Why? Me'achar she'ein lo echel v'sheseboy, because he doesn't eat and drink on that day. V'afal pikein, Oveides Hashem. And note, we're not talking about just fasting. We're talking about fasting and doing mitzvahs on that fast day, specifically tzedakah and also other mitzvahs. But regardless, if I fast on a day and I serve Hashem on that day, then the koyach that was needed to be able to serve Hashem on that day did not come from that day. Where did it come from? Nimtza she'oved Hashem b'koyach she'esh lo me'esmoil. It means I'm serving Hashem today on power that I drew from yesterday. Ki b'loize me'ein lo koyach. If not for that, I wouldn't have any koyach to be able to serve Hashem. Nimtza she'oved hayoim b'koyach she'esmoil. That I'm serving Hashem today with energy that I drew yesterday. Rabbi Nizal says, Al Kain Mevi Chius Ba'isai Hayoim Shel Esmoel. So in this manner, the person is actually bringing Chius into yesterday. Why? Because the mitzvahs that he's doing today are being credited partially to yesterday. They're drawing on yesterday's Chius. When a person fasts more, a person fasts 2 days, let's say, then the power that he had from the previous day's eating wasn't enough to carry him through 2 days of fasting, because the guf has become so weakened from 1 day of fasting. Then the person has to draw on the strength that he received from previous days, going back still further. Nimtza, what do we see from this? Shemevi b'chol pam chius v'ha'oro liyomim harishenim shenoflu umesu. That each every time a person fasts, he's actually bringing chius and light into these first days, which died, the days died. He's bringing chias into them through the avodah that he's doing today without having eaten anything today. The avodah is being partially credited to filling up those days which were empty. They had nothing in them to give him sustenance in life. One minute. Let me finish, please. Ad she'efshar lehisanois kol kach, till it's possible for a person to fast so much, to the point where this person has to go back and draw strength from the days when he was nursing from his mother as a baby. In other words, those days he wasn't really doing Avodas Hashem, he wasn't learning, he wasn't davening, so those days were sort of freebies. He was living off nothing, off without doing mitzvahs really. But this person has fasted for so many days that he's used up all the days, going back till the point when he was a baby nursing from his mother. So he's got to draw koyach today on Sunday, 1982. He's got to draw koyach when he was first born 20, 30 years ago, going back that time. Rabbi Nizal says, Va'azai mechaye umeir kol hayomim. And then this person actually is giving chias and light to all the days back. Note here, Rabbi Nizal is being marames to the first betler, the story of the first betler and the Zion betlers. We spoke about a tzaddik who could remember so far back. He could remember so far back till the time when he was nursing from his mother. What's taich he could remember? Remember means nishkachti kames milev. Shikho is a bechina of mace. This tzaddik had been so pure, he had shined chius into all the days back, going so far back till the time when he had nursed from his mother. Each and every single day was alive, there was no sweat going back chaining, using a chain command to slide all the way back to when he was first born, there was a straight flow. What causes lapse in memory? Nishkachti kames. According to the Bechina of Mace, that's how you forgot. If there's no Mace, there's no Shikha. That's what determined how far back they were able to remember. So the smallest Betler, whom Rabbi Nizal described, was able to remember as far back as he nursed. That was the first one. The second one was a much higher level, was able to remember still back further. Rabbi Nizal, this Torah is touching on that Madrega, a person who through fasting could elevate himself to fasting so much the way Rabbi Nizal did, for example. 7 day fasts, 18 7 day fasts in 1 year. Besides tremendous quantity of other fasting, he was able to give chias, to shine he'ora into each and every single day, going back 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years back, every single day was alive, now there was no sweat chaining back with memory without any kind of problem. V'alkein, that therefore, al yedei hatainas nivne koimas hasimcha. Through fasting, a person builds up v'koimas hasimcha, shehi hachius v'nekudais shel kol hamitzvois kemavur b'makmacha. Simcha is the chius and the center point of all the mitzvois, as is explained in a previous Torah. If you recall, we just had this, the Torah about vidui dvarim, Torah kufayin ches, where Rabbeinu Zal explained about the whole concept of a koimas hasimcha. If you look back there, you'll see the whole thing, that that's the shayrish of mitzvahs and everything. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Zeho inyan loybir hetev. This last item, Rabbeinu Zal didn't really explain well to show the connection between the fasting and the simcha, but Rav Nosson Zal, Likutei Halachos, gives you a tiny touch of it, that the fact that you're being mamshich chius into the yomim, this concept of mechaye hamesim, which is the whole concept of the birkas hasimcha, shehecheyonu lazman hazeh, shehecheyonu lazman hazeh. We brought chius into a previous zman, that's an inyan of simcha. That's a concept of simcha. Rav Nosson Zal says now, we'll finish the Torah and we'll take any questions. Rav Nosson Zal says, the whole Iker, the main thing Rabbeinu Zal was stressing in this Torah is, Shayidei Hatainus, through fasting, Al Yidei Ma Shemaitzi HaKoyach Shel Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim She'ovar, by the person drawing out the Koyach of previous days, of every single previous day that already passed by in his life, U'machnisoy Soy B'Avodas Hashem, and he takes that Koyach and he applies it today in Avodas Hashem, U'mechaye Kol HaYomim HaMeisim, and he brings life into all the days that died, shepogam bohem, which he was pagim in, aydeze nivne hasimcha. That's how he builds up the koimas hasimcha. Veze shekosuv, Rav Nosson Zal says, note how beautifully David HaMelech says this in Tehillim, samcheinu ki mois inisonu shnois reinu ra. Samcheinu, Rav Nosson Zal says, inisonu loshin tainus. Inisonu means pain. Tainus, or inisonu also means fasting. Meaning, hainu shetihye hasimcha kiyemais hatainus. The simcha is dependent on the quantity of days of fasting. Ki kefi yemei hatainus kein mechaya hayomim harishonim. And this is my simtev mishalai. According to the fasting, that's how much he succeeds in bringing life into his first days with the mitzvahs ma'asim tovim that he does on the fast day. V'chein nivne hasimcha kanal, and this causes a binyan hasimcha. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh shomer hazal." This is what the Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, "Kishiyesh shalom sasein v'simcha." That when there's shalom, that's when the tzayim haravi and tzayim hachamishi will be filled with sasein v'simcha. Ki kishiyesh shalom, when there is peace, haynu al yedei hatainus kanal. We said marbe tzedaka, marbe shalom, en agra detaneisa tzidkasa. So tzedaka was tainus. Through tainus yomar b'sholoim, ayideizeh sasim v'simcha kanal. That's what generates sasim v'simcha. B'chinas, samcheinu kimoisi nisonu. Kifi yemei hatainus kein hasimcha. According to the quantity of days of tainus, that's what determines the quantity of simcha. Item number one. Item number two. Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, a pasuk referring back to before the person was born, Golmi ra'u einecha, kaviyochol, you Hashem saw my golem. Golem means my original form when I was first being created out of the ground. Hashem, you saw my golem. And then the pasuk says, yomim yutzaru v'lo yechod bahem. You Hashem have created many days, but there is one that's exceptional. There's one that's totally dedicated to Hashem. V'loi echod behem. V'loi with a vav. There's a machlekes whether we read that v'loi with a vav or with an aleph. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, Kol yoyim hu yitzira b'fnei atzmoi. Each and every single day is a yitzira. Yomim yutzaru. Each and every single day is a yitzira. V'loi echod bohem. There's one day that's totally dedicated to Hashem, where we're machnia our own ratzayin completely. We're mevatla our ratzayin to Hashem. What day is that? The Gemara says, Zehu Yom Kippurim. That's Yom Kippur. Kama Shepirish Rashi Shem, as Rashi Yavadish explains in Tehillim, Shehu Tainus, that's the main fast day. Shemachaye Kol Hayomim, which brings Chiyus into all the days. Yomim Yutzaru, all the days are given a Yitzira, a new creation, through V'lo Yechod Bohem, by dedicating this one Yom Kippur to Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, then note, that's the one day when we're mevatel the machlekes completely, right? Which machlekes are we talking about? The main machlekes? The Melchemes Hayetzer. The Gemara says in Yuma that the word Hasaton is bigematria 364 to show us that the Satan has Memshola 364 days a year. This Machlekes goes on. There's one day a year where there's no Machlekes. On Yom Kippur, the Satan is powerless. Note how that fits in with this. Rabbi Nizal says, Rabbi Nizal continues to say, Ki Yom HaKippurim hu klolius kol hayomim. Yom Kippur is the kolel of all the days of the year. The Olof Nemar, about that day is said, Bi etzem hayom hazeh te'anu es nafshei seichem, haynu haritzaynois. Nefesh is ratzaynim, yesh es nafshichem likbar es meisi. K'may shekosav b'zayra, now, as is brought in the Zayra Kodesh, la'achlola kula gufa v'nafsho, to be machlil, the whole gufa nefesh, ula iskano b'hayyoymo, and to be machnia it, on this day, on Yom Kippur, v'yehei re'usa d'lahayim b'kutche b'richu, and our whole ratzayim should be to Hashem, our whole yearning should be to Hashem. Ki nefesh hu bechinas ratzayim. Nefesh is ratzayim. Note, if you don't know what the connection is here, you're lost. You have to know this from other Torahs. Look at Ramah. You have to memorize these items, how to tie together certain items, to know that whenever you see this term nefesh, nefesh to Hashem, we mean being mevatel your ratzayim to Hashem. V'zeh bi'etzem hayayim hazeh. Note the wording that's used. Bi'etzem hayayim hazeh. Al yedei pnimius ho'atzmius shel hayayim. Through the pnimius and atzmius of this day Yom Kippur. Shehu kol mikol hayomim, which is kolel all 365 days of the year. This is the one kodesh one. The one day of shalom, which is kolel all the shalom of the whole year. Through that, ta'anu es nafshei seichem. You'll be zeh to be machnia your nefesh, your rotzayim to Hashem completely, and be zeicha to please Hashem. Halavai, we should be zeicha to follow the eitz of Rabbi Nizal, which is that whenever there is a fast day, that the chachonim are misaking, we should keep this in mind, what the to know what the psychology of fasting is, what the purpose of fasting is. Now note, coincidentally, all the fast days that we have, what are they basically over? Because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, Leichorva Yerushalayim, Elo Mishum Shsinas Chinam. What was the main thing that led to the main Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Churban Beis Hamikdash? Machlekes. That's why, what's the tikkun for it? That's why we fast. Why don't we tear our hair out on it? Why fasting? Because marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom. That's how we're misaching the pigam that we did on that day. On that day, we brought about sinas chinam. We corrected through fasting. Person should keep this in mind on those days to be machir, to be mevatel his rotzayim to Hashem, and to use. In other words, to realize this concept that this day I'm not drawing chiyus. I'm trying to draw chiyus from previous days when I did eat and I was a shlub. I didn't do mitzvahs, so chas v'shalom I did averos. I'm trying to go back and be sucking all of those previous days. Now note, Rabbi Nizal stated, after he said this Torah, besides this Torah, Rabbi Nizal at one point in time had stressed to his students fasting. But afterwards, he told his Talmidim, listen, I became greater, I rose to a higher level in Avodas Hashem, and I've achieved the realization that fasting is a fabulous item. It's tremendous. It accomplishes everything we said here and much more. But fasting is a local. It's a local train. It goes, a train goes pretty fast. It's much faster than walking or running, but it's a local. Rabbi Nizal said there's a super express train called Hispeidus. As much as a person is being machnia and mevatel himself to Hashem through the power of fasting, try Hispeidus and you'll see it's 50 billion times harder. It requires 50 billion times more hachna and being mevatel your rotzayin for television and for other baloney to lock in that hour a day and make it kodesh l'Hashem. Just like, what's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a concept of taking one day a year and being kodesh this day of for Hashem. Hispeidus is a concept of taking 1 hour a day, 1/24th of a day, and this 1/24th is locked in. The Satan can stand on his head, spit nickels, he can recommend Carvel, television, sleep, the works, zero. this hour, my rotzayin is geared only to Hashem. And the kind of rotzayin that it takes, the willpower that it takes, note, to concentrate, we're not talking about just sitting in a room doing nothing or walking doing. We're talking about being mevatel your rotzayin to Hashem totally, zeroing out, blanking out from your mind all the baloney of this world and entering into a different world completely. A Bechinas Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we become like Malachim. We dress in white, and that whole business, that's what a person is doing every time he goes, he has his bit of this. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal recommended this Talmidim. You should know from here on in, I learned the hard way, Rabbeinu Zal said, that fasting is fabulous. It helps the neshama tremendously, but it's expensive to the guf. It could chas v'sholom harm your health if you take it too far. I got a better suggestion that does everything that fasting does in 1/50th, in 1/100th the time, and it doesn't endanger your guf whatsoever. There's no chance of it harming the guf whatsoever. Halavai, we should be zeicher to take that to heart, and through a spite of this, be zeicher to be misaking everything that we did wrong, going back to when we were first born, before we were born, in all previous Gilgulim, to go back days and days and days back, till a person is misaking everything he did from the beginning of time till this point.
I don't know what I understand. Ramachim says that, if you fast, you don't take on new yiniki, you take on previous yiniki.
Exactly.
So therefore the yiniki you get for that day is added. Therefore the yiniki you get for that day is added on. It's extra bonus, don't you mean?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Because of the fact that you're not drawing on any food of today,
extra bonus.
That's
it
a freebie.
Comes up for free because
exactly. Exactly. But you have to live. There has to be sustenance. Where are you drawing chiyus from? Goes back to previous days. That chiyus is incorporated into today, and any mitzvah that I do today is going towards, it's hitting the balances, the outstanding balances of that previous day, going way, way back.
through, let's say, on the time of keeping this thing in mind, could you, specifically, you said if you fast one day, you're technically drawing on the chiyus of yesterday.
100%.
In other words, what if a person did sins for the last 15 years, that
right.
type of thing? Those, through having more kavanah, you can actually draw chiyus those days too.
Okay, now let's analyze this. A person has a regular day where he sits at home, this and that. He uses up 35 BTUs of energy. Person goes jogging, he'll have a much bigger appetite. A person goes swimming, still bigger. In other words, watch how this depends on how much avoda he does that day, on the fast day. The more avoda, the more power he's packing on that fast day, just like it works bigashmius. The more physical work I'm doing, I'm using up more energy, I have to eat more. Literally, a person who eats the same amount that he would eat without jogging, and he jogs, what happens? He's going to lose weight. He's going to start cutting off pounds tremendously. Why? Because it's costing him extra chias. He's not using up the energy at this meal. It's costing him 3 meals to satisfy 1 meal today because he ran so much. If a person concentrates the avoda where he runs, he packs into one day what would to him be considered 3 days worth avoda on a fast day, he's covering 3 days back. He can cover 15 days in one shot. Rabbeinu Zal said that towards the end of his life, he was able to do in 1 hour a year's worth of avoda before. In other words, what he did in his 20s, in 1 hour or 1 minute, I don't remember what she said in Sikha Saran, he was able, literally, you picture on the Richter scale, an earthquake goes off, you measure it this much. He was able to cause as much commotion in heaven in 1 hour at the age of 38 as he did in a year. Now, picture what this person did in a year. He recommended for his Talmidim, for the babies, he recommended that in a year, basically, you finish both Shasin and, you know, all the insane requirements that, you know, the biggest tzaddikim today don't finish. That's picture what he did in a year in his 20s. He said that at that age, he got so concentrated. You picture, he became not like these joggers. He became spectacular, so fast and so... Everything was worked out so fine-tuned in his neshama that he could accomplish so much so fast.
Are we playing the two terms of drawing chiyus or something and giving chiyus and being misakin chiyus?
100%. We're saying that, in other words, the act of doing a mitzvah is mashpia chiyus. In other words, let's say today is a normal day, I eat and everything, but I do mitzvahs. My doing mitzvahs is what serves to allow a flow of shefa from Hashem into this day. I don't do mitzvahs, the shefa is held up. I do aveiros, not only is the chef I held up because I didn't do mitzvahs, I start sucking out the chias of this day itself. The day dies. It becomes total corpse. It's gone. It never happened. Now that day is gone, I have this corpse. Now comes day two. Day two, I'm doing mitzvahs spectacular. I'm pushing fast, tremendous mitzvahs. The shefa is flowing. If I would be eating, any gashmiyistik avoid I would be doing would be drawing from the day. Would be drawing from the day, sort of. I'm drawing chias from Monday. How? By eating on Monday. If I don't eat, I'm stealing nothing from Monday. Monday is totally intact. I'm doing mitzvahs. There's shefa pouring down. But I didn't subtract anything from it. If I ate, I took away. I had to add a mitzvah. I didn't eat, so the day is pretty much full on its own. There's shefa pouring down through my mitzvahs. That shefa is excess that's flowing to cover previous days. That's what it is. Come time. The concept of come time at work. You worked overtime, extra. You're paying back, you know, previous days that you took off that you weren't supposed to. Like you weren't supposed to. That's what it is, literally. Man, note so many things tied together. This Torah, you can tell, note again, one chapter in the book of Breslov culture, Rabbeinu Zal Sefer Likutei Moran, with this you could live a whole lifetime. I'm saying he's explained so many things, how a year is structured, how it works, what happens when you do mitzvahs, what happens when you do averis, how it's, what, why is this item so significant? All these Sifrei Kabbalah, all these Sifrei Hasidus talk about fast, the tikkunim, sigufim of fasting. Why, how? This tzaddik came along, and with a da, with a cable from the Olam HaAtzilus, he clarified, he took apart this whole topic, he showed exactly what the concept of fasting is, what it does. He tied in the whole concept from the Zohar Kodesh of fasting to show how this is Mevatel Machlekes completely and all of these items. Note, that's why Masechtet Tainus, what does Masechtet Tainus begin with? Maskirin Gevurais Gishamim. We mention Gevurais Gishamim where? By Mechaya HaMesim, by the Bracha of Tchias HaMesim, that's what we mentioned, Mashiv HaRuach Umeret HaGeshem. The whole concept of Shefa is through Tainus. Tainus brings Shalom, Leimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha, Ela HaShalom. That's how Masechta Tainus begins, Maskir and Gevura is Gishonim. That's the Simcha, the biggest Simcha is when there's a rain, the flow of rain. The act, the subtraction of rain is what brings Chas V'Shalom a Tzimtzum, a concept of bad kind of Gevura. This is literally the concept of Mechaya Mesim coming about through what? Masechta Tainus. What did they do in Eretz Yisrael when there was a problem with Shefa? They fasted. Now note, watch again the greatness of Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos. Let's analyze Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place in the world. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place in the world. Are these two, one, we have Mokoyim and Zman. Watch how we lock them both together. There's a mission in Kalim that says Eretz Yisrael has 10 levels of Kedusha. The first level is the land. Within the land, the holiest city is Yerushalayim. Within Yerushalayim, this. Within this, this. Within this, this. Till the highest place of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael is the Lifnai V'Lifnim. What was the only time... The Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost sanctum of the Beis HaMikdash. What was the one time of the year that that room was used? Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol went in there when he was fasting. That's when he was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what was Mashpia Chias to the whole Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says Eretz Yisrael Nizayin Tchila. First of all, the Shefa comes to Eretz Yisrael, then it flows out to the rest of the world. What's the highest place of Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where does the Kodesh HaKadoshim draw all its Chias from? From fasting. From that one day a year, which is a fast day, Yom Kippur, that's what gives the Kodesh HaKadoshim its purpose. Its purpose is to serve one day a year. That covers all 10 parameters of Eretz Yisrael. Once Eretz Yisrael is covered, it covers the whole parameter, whole world. Watch how all of this ties together. You know, everything, we're clarifying millions of things, how all of these things fit together. Note the concept of tzedakah. We're talking about being machnia, your ratzon to Hashem. We said that the whole the beauty of Tainus is that I'm a machmir mevatel my ratzon to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal brought the proof from tzedakah marbet shalom. We tie Tainus into shalom. What is tzedakah? What's another word for tzedakah? We just had it in this parsha. Kol nediv lev, Tztaka is called Nedivus slave, Rutzain. You don't get credit because you gave that guy a dollar. Whose stinking dollar did you give him? You gave him your dollar? You gave him nothing. You don't own any money. Hashem says, look at this moron. He thinks he did a big deal. He gave Tztaka. Whose money did you... You don't own anything in this world. There's one Balabayas on this planet. That's Hashem. Nobody owns anything. So if nobody owns anything, why do I get any credit whatsoever for giving Tztaka? If I go over to this guy and I give him $100, who the H cares if it wasn't my money? What am I being credited for? The Gemara uses the wording, Nachas Ruach Lefonai She'omarti V'naaser Ritzoni. Hashem says, you know what? I'm some strange kind of character. I get pleasure when I say, when Simple Simon says, do this, and you do it, that's pleasure. That's pleasure to me, Hashem. In other words, your giving at a dollar was zero. Hashem says, "Mi hekdimani v'ashalim loy." Which person has any claim? You gave the guy a dollar. You give meiser. You give 10% at Tztaka. Who gave you the other 90%? You're getting 90, so you're making a big deal about what you gave nothing. You got 9 and you gave 1. That's a cheapskate. That's zero. So the whole kedusha, the whole significance to Tztaka is. Hashem gets special pleasure that Simple Simon said give, and you gave, you showed a conforming to the Rotzain of Hashem. So the whole concept of the mitzvah of Tztaka is Rotzain, Nedivu slave. You're not being credited for the physical dollar, you're being credited for the goodwill. And that's why the whole importance of Tztaka is according to the will that you do it with. The pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, "V'lo yera levavcha besitchalai." The main warning is "Hanek tanek lochicha evyain." Give and watch that "V'lo yera levavcha bes." It should be given bereusa tova with a good rotzaim. The whole credit for tzedakah is how you give it. The Gemara says the person can give his father a steak meal and he'll get a death penalty for it, and the other guy goes and makes his father work in the fields, and he gets credit, he gets the biggest mitzvah of Kibbud Av. Why? Because this whole concept of Gemilas Chesed is totally in Rotzain, what I wanted to do. The doing is not, you're not doing, yeah, if it's your money, you're a big shot, you gave. Nobody, none of us on this earth own anything on this planet. Therefore, we're not in a position to give. We could only want to give. That concept of Nedivus slave, that's what we're credited for. That's how we see how Tztaka and Tainus are actually the same concept of being Mevatel, doing the Rotzain of Hashem, this concept of the Rotzain of Hashem.
What you're talking about, let's say, like when you fast those quotas, it's above the concept of time.
Exactly.
Right? So that's synonymous like with Rotzain, right?
Right.
Didn't Rabbi Zal once say that Rotzain is above Kesser?
It's a concept of Kesser. Concept of Kesser. Oh. Right.
When you said before, Yom Kippur being the holiest day, how does it tie actually with Shabbos being the...
The answer is Yom Kippur is called Shabbosain. Yom Kippur draws its kedusha from Shabbos. There's no question about that. But in a sense, Yom Kippur is higher. Technically, Shabbos is higher. Because proof is that when we want to praise Yom Kippur, we call it Shabbos Shabbosain. It's drawing from Shabbos. But in a way, the Pasuk David HaMelech says about Yom Kippur, Yom Yitzaru V'loi Echod Behem. Shabbos is also looking at Yom Kippur. It's a day that's dedicated to Hashem, right? It's also a V'loi Echod Behem. But within the Shabbosim, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosim.
Shabbos Kol Hashem.
Excuse me?
Shabbos Kol Hashem.
In a sense. In other words, versus Yantif, yes. The Gemara says Yantif is Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lashem. Shabbos is Kulay Lashem. Meaning that even...
Yom Kippur is Mezmocha Kulay Lashem.
Exactly. It's more Kulay Lashem in a sense that Shabbos, I say I'm eating, but it's totally to Hashem. You understand? Everything I eat, there's no Gashmi Yistik eating on Shabbos. It's called Ruchni Yistik eating. That's cute. I'm saying it's true and it's positive. But picture how much, in a sense, it's more to Hashem when I say... I'm gonna be like a malach, literally. For Hashem, Hashem says, "Don't eat." It looks tempting. Zero. I want it, but I don't want. I want it, but I want what Hashem wants even more.
So in a sense, when your kid comes with Shabbos, is it like
maybe?
When 15th of the Ordo, I think that's right before Purim, right?
Right.
What's that collection to Shekhalim and Kuhl? They're doing Purim, and what's the 25th of the Ordo collection
Pesach, is that separate? Is that completely separate?
No. This is that's what we do corresponds to what they used to do, that they used to collect on the 25th day of Adar. We combine it with the Yom Tov of Purim. Now, note another interesting item I forgot to mention. We just had Parsha Shkolim. Those who pay attention to the Yitzer, sometimes you figure, Yitzer, what's Yitzer? It's blah, blah, blah. But you learn, like, you can't afford not to pay attention to anything that goes on in davening, because there's a place in Likutei Halachos HaRikul where he goes into explaining what was the item that we kept repeating again and again in the Musaf, in the Yitzer for Musaf. Oyer Ponecho Aleinu, blah, blah, blah. Oyer Ponecho, Oyer Ponecho. Another word for Oyer Ponecho is Shalom. This is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah B'chlal. We say Sim Shalom Tov Avrocha Chaim Chazal Baruchinu Avinu Klanu Kiyachad Bi'Oyer Ponecho Ki Vi'Oyer Ponecho Nasat Alonu. When do we say Oyer Ponecho? In the Birkas HaSholim in Shemoneh Esrei. That's the main concept of Oyer Haponim. Rabbi Nezal brings in the Talmud Gemara that the word Basholim is bigimatria the Shin Ayin Ohirin of the Oyer Haponim, plus the Ches Chivrasa, which is Bina, a whole spectacular thing, Chashmal and everything. But basically, Sholim is called Oyer Haponim. Note that's the only place in Shemoneh Esrei where we say, Orchein Avinu Klanu Kiyachad Bi'Oyer Ponecho, Ki Vi'Oyer Ponecho Nasat Alonu. When is that? In the Bruch of Sholim. When do we say that whole tefillah of Oyer Ponecho Aleinu Nekadeim, ba ba ba, Shabbos Shkolim, Parsha Shkolim, the whole union of Tzedakah, Nedivu Slave, that's when we draw upon ourselves this Oyer Ponecho, the Koyach of Sholim. The whole concept of Shabbos Shkolim, Nedivu Slave, giving. Note, we were zecha to a mitzvah this Shabbos, somebody came to our shul and made an announcement about this family in Borough Park, a Munkacha family that had a fire in the house, a whole destruction, and now they're desperate, 11 children, the two parents got burned very much, tremendous expenses. He made an announcement saying whoever could give towards it, you know, should give. Ashrenu that we were zecha, the Zohar HaKadosh says that when Hashem loves a person, what does he do? He sends him not a mitzvah, he sends him an oni hogun, and this is certainly an oni hogun, a religious mishpacha that's in such dire need. They had a sreifa, Ashrenu matev chalkeinu, we should be zeicha. By giving to oppose their sreifa, we should be zeicha to the opposite, to be machmia the mo'irei eish, and be mo'irei the mo'irei or this or ponecho aleinu nekadei.
Baruch Hashem. In English, the self-same day. What does it mean?
Again, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't
be a problem.
So Rav Moshe Zal says here, exactly, that we're talking about drawing the Atzmius Chiyus. In other words, there's two Chiyus. There's the Chiyus that comes from above into the day. There's the Chiyus of the day itself. On Yom Kippur, there's no Chiyus coming from above, in a sense. You're not eating. There's no flow of Shefa, physical Shefa. We're talking about by drawing the Chiyus from the Etzem Hayoyim, from the day itself, Yom Kippur. Which gives chiyus to all other 364 days of the year. That's how you're misogging all the days on the
earth. What the point of Shabbat is that that's what my Yom Hazeh means. This day is Mechah.
Right. 100%. Itzumay Shalyam Mechah, the Gemara says that it's not even what you do on that day. The day, Yom Kippur itself, is Mechah. Although, these Sifrei Kabbalah say that's the kids. We tell Yom Kippur is Mechah on which level? Yom Kippur is Bino. Yom Kippur is Bina, the eighth level. We're like Malachim, we don't eat and everything. But Ki Vayoyim Hazeh, if that were all that went on Yom Kippur, then it would have said Ki Hayoyim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem it would have said Ki Hayoyim Hazeh, this day forgives. That's not what it says. It says Ki Vayoyim Hazeh, on this day Yechaper, he forgives. Who's the Yechaper?
Marty's close friend,
Kesem. Kivayim Hazeh Yechaper. The word Yechaper is Begimatria Shai. 310, standing for the 310 worlds in Keser. Lefnei Hashem Titaru, Titaru is Begimatria Keser. So that on Yom Kippur, there's two things going on. The Itzumay Shel Yayim is Bina. The Kiddush of Yom Kippur itself is Bina, the concept of the eighth day. But on Yom Kippur, there is a Heora, Kaviyachal, a person who does the Hei, the Chamisha Inuyim, and does all the Avodah, he doesn't draw from Bina, he draws from Keser. Bye-bye.
What the could bring it out in such a simple way where we could understand it, to apply it in such a practical sense where you understand what to do, how to do, what it accomplishes, why, everything laid out. So it showed you what Breslov is. Breslov is not chocolate cake Napoleons. This is Breslov, this concept of, you know, being Mavaka, Yerotza, and Tashem, all this stuff. It's in all good religious shows. Unfortunately, we're Shabbos, we're busy working, so we can't get to do it.
Remember in the Shiva and tells us in Chicago that
we have a I'm telling you again, it's because we're Shabbos, we work and everything, that we can't get organized. But this is mentioned on one of our locker tapes. Well, why we should be Zeuch at one point in time to be able to institute it as we want.
So you shied away from supposed to be the Torah's fasting. Did he mean that, say, something like in Kippur Kippur, whatever, that's okay to fast?
Possibly. No, he meant extra
fast. Extra.
Okay. Besides those which the Chacham was saying. Rabbi Kippur Kippur, you know, in Kippur Kippur is something that the Chacham would give us. But he shied away that was as much as he had advice about fasting, so there were people who would start fasting as a rule, you know. And then he said also, I'm going to show you, it's not also, it's a good idea. Came up with something that's 50 times better. And try it. Begashmis, you see that it's no match. As much willpower as it takes not to eat a whole day, I challenge anybody. I'll show you 1,000 people who could do that, and they can't do the other thing. They can't say 1,000 times, Ribbono Shel Olam. I once showed him somebody who knew 1,000 blot of Shas Baal Peh. Could you picture how much effort it took to learn 1,000 blot? That's close to half a pound of Shas by heart. But most of us, when we think that's good, we've got a time that we can say 1,000 times revelation in the meeting. Probably the rest is really this big chaos.
You can't put the same thing as far as Shalom, you know what?
Said the ministers about the fast to build the spirits can do, not just will get you to the same place.
What does getting you to the same place mean? Yeah. In other words, everything has a tachlis. Tainus, the tachlis of Tainus is Mavatl, Machlaikis, Bim, Bim, Bim. Whatever that tachlis is, whatever Brighton Beach is the last stop, whatever you find at that last stop, his body doesn't get you there in a tenth of the time. That's what Rebbe's are. 100%. You tell me, do an express and a local usually go through the same route? That's the punchline here. Nothing there. We're not talking about doing some kind of spectacular, you know, a somersault. No deal. Talking about just express local.
You get an indication all the time.
When we go to Eretz Yisrael for the summer, we make it our business, but after those months, that's a privilege that we're zecher to get to do it, at least 2 months a year, whatever.
Last month, and it was on a Sunday, believe. I happen to be dominating Mitzvah, a certain shul in Borobog, and they at least said the shlilah to
them. It's one of the benefits of hanging out in Borobog. among the 12 billion chisrenes.